Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So November is National Diabetes Month, and I wanted to talk about a topic that I don't think we talk about enough during the month of November. Now, of course, diabetes is a devastating disease, and we should be talking about it all the time. But at least, you know, during the month of November, you will read more stories, you'll see more news stories, about diabetes. But there is one topic that I rarely see, and that is the fact that diabetes will really, really hurt the kidneys. As a matter of fact, it's kidney disease from diabetes, from high sugar, is one of the biggest consequences of the disease. About 50%, 60% of patients with type 2 diabetes have some form of kidney dysfunction, mild, moderate, in some cases severe. About 20% of type 2 diabetics have end-stage renal disease to the point where they're on dialysis. So these are significant numbers with a significant cost to the health of the person, the patient, and also to their wallets. So I wanted to talk a little bit about diabetes and kidney disease and what we can do about it, both from a conventional standpoint and from a natural standpoint. Now, the conventional way to handle kidney issues when it comes to diabetics is with a class of drugs called ACE inhibitors. Lisinopril is probably one of the most common ones prescribed, and they work great. They're safe, they're effective, they protect the kidney. Not only do they bring down blood pressure, which is good for a lot of diabetics, but they also protect the internal workings of the kidney. So we like to prescribe ACE inhibitors in people with diabetes, especially if they are starting to show, you know, a little bit of kidney dysfunction. And what was sad, and the reason I'm talking about this now, is it turns out that ACE inhibitors are not being prescribed as much as they used to be for kidney issues for diabetics. As a matter of fact, a listener of Healthy Talk and a friend of Life Extension, James Patterson, brought it to my attention. He gave me permission to talk about him in this letter that he wrote to his insurance company, who they were denying the approval of an ACE inhibitor for kidney dysfunction in diabetics. It was no longer on the formulary for the insurance company. So, so James was asking the question, "What's going on here? Why are they taking a very important medication off insurance formularies for people with diabetes?" I don't have an answer. They shouldn't. They are an important drug, and they will protect the kidney. So, I just wanted to mention that if you are a type 2 diabetic, and you're concerned about your kidneys, and your doctor has said that there might be some renal dysfunction, I think you should talk about taking an ACE inhibitor. We talk mostly about supplements on my show. I do practice mostly natural medicine now, food-based medicine, food, and lifestyle changes, and I think that's awesome, but I'm not against prescriptions. I am a medical doctor, and so I guess I'm more integrative. You know, I'll use whatever's appropriate. In this case, ACE inhibitors are a good choice for diabetics. Now, let's move on, though, to some of the things that I can suggest, speaking of supplements, on the natural side to protect your kidneys. And I think these are things that diabetics should be doing, even if you aren't showing any signs of kidney issues. I think these are important supplements for everybody. And so let's take a look at some of my favorite suggestions for diabetics to protect the kidneys. The first group of supplements will be the B vitamins. Very important, specifically B6, B12, and folic acid. You know, we know most of the damage that occurs internally, whether it's to the kidneys or the heart or the brain or the nerves, you know, the peripheral nerves in diabetes, is because sugar is very reactive. It doesn't just float around your blood as, you know, as some innocent little molecule. Sugar, glucose, all the simple sugars are highly reactive, chemically speaking, and they will bind. These sugars will bind to, you know, proteins that are on your cell surfaces, even fats. destroying the cell membranes, destroying the cell function, and that's where we get a lot of the consequences of diabetes. That that process of where sugar binds to a fat or a protein, that that reaction is called glycation. And now everybody undergoes some level of glycation. I mean, we all have some sugar in our blood. You need it for energy. And so all of us have a certain level of glycation. But obviously the higher the blood level, the faster or the greater this reaction of glycation is going to occur. It, what's interesting, in diabetics, even if you control sugar, they tend to have a higher rate of glycation. We can measure it through a simple blood test. It's called hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin is in the red blood cell. When sugar attacks it, it becomes glycosylated. That's the fancy word, and we can actually measure it. It's A1C. And A1C often is really hard to decrease. I can bring down fasting blood sugar levels pretty easily with diet and some supplements, but that A1C can hang up there, telling me that diabetics really undergo a lot of glycation, and that's why we see the accelerated atherosclerosis, brain issues, nerve issues, and, of course, kidney issues. Well, guess what? One of the greatest things you can do, one of the best things you can do for yourself, is to take B vitamins. B vitamins are natural anti-glycation agents, specifically B6, vitamin B6. There's a form of vitamin B6 called pyridoxamine that's been extensively studied. There was a study in the American Journal of Nephrology in 2007 showing that pyridoxamine, this form of B6, was able to significantly decrease the progression of kidney disease in diabetics. It was an amazing study. It was like 24 weeks. It had over, I think, 200 people or so. So there was. It's a great study. And a matter of fact, it caught the attention of pharmaceutical companies. And because they pressured the FDA in 2009, pyridoxamine became classified as a drug, putting it out of reach for a lot of Americans suffering from kidney disease and diabetes. The good news is that there's an equivalent form of B6, another form called pyridoxal-5-phosphate. So you can take pyridoxal-5-phosphate and get some of the same benefits to your kidneys. And again, the B6 is just a great anti-glycation agent. So I encourage all diabetics, all type 2 diabetics, make sure you get on your a good B complex, and then probably take as a standalone, if you can find it, pyridoxamine, about 250 milligrams twice a day. If you can't find pyridoxamine, you want to do pyridoxal-5-phosphate. That's about 400 milligrams a day. It takes a little bit more of the pyridoxal-5-phosphate. Vitamin E is important as well. Vitamin E will protect against free radical damage in the kidneys. You know, when you have a lot of sugar in your blood, that increases oxidative stress. The reactions that the body uses with sugar, the simple sugars, produces a lot of free radicals. These are compounds that have an unpaired electron, and they're very reactive, just like the sugar themselves. That's called oxidative stress, and that will cause some damage too. And vitamin E gets into the kidney really easily and can protect kidney cells. So I like to do vitamin E. Make sure you do a natural vitamin E that has all the different forms. There's two major forms of vitamin E, tocopherol and tocotrienol. So make sure you're taking a natural vitamin E supplement that is giving you both of those. Another one I like is L-carnitine. This has been shown to reduce side effects from common renal problems, kidney problems. So if you do have kidney dysfunction, you know, you might have some heart issues because of that. You might have some blood clotting issues. Well, guess what? L-carnitine, about 1,000 milligrams a day, will be able to protect you from those kidney side effects. So those are some of my best suggestions for diabetics with kidney issues. The B vitamins, B6, B12, folic acid, specifically pyridoxal-5-phosphate and pyridoxamine, vitamin E and L-carnitine, and then talk to your doctor about the ACE inhibitor. Very important. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.